And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 20th of November, 2009. The birthday of Nadine Gordimer, born in Spring, South Africa, 1923, author of more than a dozen short story collections, more than a dozen novels, most of them exploring the issue of race in South Africa. Nadine Gordimer, who said, "People make the mistake of regarding commitment as something solely political. A writer is committed to trying to make sense of life. It's a search. So there is that commitment, first of all, the commitment to the honesty and determination to go as deeply into things as possible and to dredge up what little bit of truth you, with your talent, can then express." It's the birthday of Don DeLillo, New York City, 1936. Went off to Europe, lived there for a while in the early 80s when he got back to this country, overwhelmed by how strange it all seemed, decided to write a novel about that strangeness. And the novel was White Noise, 1984, became his first big success. The story of Jack Gladney, college professor, spends much of his free time thinking about TV commercials and tabloid magazines and supermarkets. DeLillo wrote, "This is where we wait together, regardless of age, our carts stocked with brightly colored goods, a slowly moving line, satisfying, giving us time to glance at the tabloids in the racks. Everything we need that is not food or love is here in the tabloid rags. The tales of the supernatural and the extraterrestrial, the miracle vitamins, the cures for cancer, the remedies for obesity, the cults of the famous and the dead." Don DeLillo, who said, "I've never thought about myself in terms of a career. I don't have a career. I have a typewriter." And it's the birthday of the first person born to English pilgrims in the New World, Peregrine White, born at Provincetown Harbor, 1620. His parents had come over on the Mayflower. His father died shortly after, and Peregrine White lived to be 83 years old. Here's a poem for today by Christopher Wiseman, entitled Farley, Iowa. The farm is gone. The Comer farm is gone. Your mother's brother, Uncle Joe, has sold it. He's old now, and his kids don't want to farm, have different lives in towns. He has coins, too, from Somerset, his grandfather's. We sit for the last time in the farm kitchen, driven for days to get here before he finally moves out, summer lightning starting the way it does, the evening air heavy, full of growth. Joe will move. There's sadness in us all, and you, my wife, drinking all of this in, talking about our children, asking Joe about the Iowa you left, the people, the whole big thing that was your life, your childhood. You used to bike here on the gravel roads from Cascade for lemonade and ice cream to see the barns, the animals, back in the 50s. He got to hear from Somerset, that man. Joe talks about the richness of the soil, blizzards, tornadoes, heat beyond belief, guesses about ships and wagons breaking the land, clearing stones from grass. His grandfather, "What will you do without the farm?" you ask him. "I'll be fine," he says. "Live somewhere else." A poem by Christopher Wiseman, Farley, Iowa, from his longer poem, Standing by Stones, from Crossing the Salt Flats, published by the Porcupine's Quill, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.